Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/acast. That's 15% off at burrow.com/acast.
All right, everybody. Vi är tillbaka. Det här är, det blev literally en grej till. Det fanns mycket mer att snacka om. Det har varit vissa veckor ibland det känns som att det händer ingenting.
Yeah.
Och sen andra
not
så.
This week. This week brought a lot. It feels like irresponsible of us not to talk about some of this stuff.
En grej som jag också känns irresponsible at not talk about och som jag glömde nämna i våran succession avsnitt som jag måste bara nämna nu. Du i karaktären Mattsson. Mm-hmm. Alexander Skarsgård som spelar honom så nämner de någonting om att han when he's fucking randos he likes to wear noise cancellation headphones.
Yeah.
Och det var ju en shout out eller referens till Leonardo DiCaprio.
Really?
Det var en story som var för några år sedan om att några av kvinnorna som har bedded him throughout the years har sagt att han, när han är engaged in sexual acts, gillar att vape och ha på sig noise cancellation headphones. That's some creepy ass shit.
Maybe he making them scream too loud.
Exakt.
I need some of them.
Yeah, I never had that problem. Att jag behöver the noise cancellation headphones.
He's like, man, I'll be giving it to him too
tired
good.
Of shit. Yeah, I'm tired. Det var bara lite.
Screaming ass women.
Men.
Screaming ass teenagers.
Vi ska prata om några andra som en annan som har screamed. Han har inte skrikit så mycket.
I think we need noise canceling headphones when this motherfucker talking.
Det kom en stor story. Vi har ju nämnt honom i den här podden flera gånger.
Tucker, sound clips and everything.
Tucker Carlson, mannen med kanske the most punchable face on this planet.
Easily.
Har de senaste åren, alltså han har ju varit inne på nyheterna i decennier. Brukade vara på CNN, har de senaste åren varit på Fox News och har varit deras dragplåster kan man säga. Framförallt sen Bill O'Reilly åkte dit, eller vad ska man säga, sen han fick kicken.
Glenn Beck? I forgot about Glenn Beck. They've been talking about it. I've been watching a bunch of the news channels to see how they react to it because this is kind of a delicate thing for these networks. But Glenn Beck was fired from Fox, Bill O'Reilly, and then what's the other guy's name?
Han som är kvar är väl Sean Hannity.
No, I don't mean some. I mean somebody who was fired.
Oh,
but I'll look it up. But Fox fired somebody else too, man. So they're not against it. That's why Tucker should have watched himself.
Sean Hannity är också någon med otroligt punchable face.
Oh yeah.
Alltså, de är båda in the Hall of Fame, tror jag. Sean Hannity och Tucker Carlson. Men ja, trots att han då har varit dragplåstret, har varit typ det mest populära nyhetsprogrammet i USA, så fick Tucker Carlson kicken.
Mm.
Häromdagen bara.
Yeah, man. His last they came out saying his last show was Friday.
Mm.
That's cold-blooded, man.
Precis. Han fick inte ens en send-off. Yeah. I, vad jag förstår, i sista programmet då, så det som blev hans sista program, så sa han, see you guys Monday.
Yeah.
Så han visste, alltså det var inte att han visste inte.
Marshall got a better send-off than Tucker Carlson.
Exakt. Så, ja, grovt och plötsligt. Och vad tror du att allt det här beror på, John?
There was, well, I think it's kind of personal because, you know what? I think the revelations in this Dominion lawsuit are the main thing.
Och berätta det då, för folk okay. som inte vet vad Dominion lawsuits är.
Well, after Donald Trump lost the election. I have to say it three times. After Donald Trump lost that election, Fox got a lot of criticism for being the first to announce that he lost Arizona. So then they had to kind of double down and show their loyalty to him because a lot of people were getting mad for them saying it before everybody else. So then they started pushing this agenda that the election was stolen, even though it wasn't true. So mm-hmm. one of the ways they went about it was saying that the votes were changed and that Dominion machines were hacked. And the machine, Dominion is the big company that has these voter machines all over the world. And Dominion took it as, y'all saying our shit's broke. We know our shit's not broken. Don't use us to say that the election was stolen. We can prove it's not. And Dominion did their own little research and they got a bunch of emails and correspondence between them showing that they knew that they were lying to their viewers about this election being stolen. And this made Fox, which is a quote unquote news organization, look very irresponsible. And eventually Fox settled the lawsuit because Dominion was looking for billions of dollars.
Och det de tvingas betala ut, det som de kom överens om, var en summa på 787,5 miljoner dollar.
God damn. So Succession is, a lot of people think, loosely based on the owner of Fox News
mm.
and his family, Rupert Murdoch. And he was specifically named in some of this correspondence, and he was going to be called to the witness stand. And people are like, he didn't like that shit at all, and he wanted to get to the bottom of it. And Tucker Carlson was one of the, who felt he was untouchable, was one of the ones who was pushing this the hardest, this Dominion shit. So Tucker was going to have to go on the stand, and Rupert was going to go on other high-ranking people in Fox, and they were just like, pay the settlement. And because of the stuff coming out, Tucker was going to look like what he is, which is a fake profile. He doesn't believe in the shit that he's saying, so they can't really have him as the face of the organization anymore. Plus, one last part is that there's allegations of another lawsuit is coming against Tucker Carlson for the work environment of his show.
Ja, det har varit lite, att varit derogatory terms, det har varit lite sexism.
Sexism
varit...
and why do people hate Jews so much? Like the anti-Semitism. I'm so yeah. shocked. I'm so shocked that it's like everywhere anti-Semitism in Tucker Carlson as well.
Ja. Så
yeah.
det var bra summering. Det känns yes. som att det var de här flera saker då som ledde fram till det här. But the main thing antagligen den här the lawsuit.
Yeah,
det,
yeah.
jag menar, det,
that's the biggest
Fox
one.
News, de har, det finns mycket pengar. Murdoch, de har mycket pengar. Men 758 miljoner dollar. Och även om de inte i the end of the day behöver betala av allt. Det svider för fucking vem som
Hell
helst.
Yeah.
För vem som helst svider det där. So,
and it pokes a hole in all of this election stuff that they've been pushing, and yeah, especially Tucker Carlson. And I can't highlight enough how untouchable he thought he was, and how great it is that they proved he was not, because so, he was the number one, by far the number one news show. His show was in that hot time slot that Bill O'Reilly used to have.
Yep,
8 o'clock at night. And he was killing everybody else.
Och han var, och med, och jag menar, vi har ju spelat hans ljudklipp här några gånger i programmet och sådär. Yeah. Alltså, och jag fattar att det är många här i Sverige, man kanske inte kollar, man har inte koll på vem Tucker Carlson är. Eller även om man vet hans namn så kanske man inte, man kollar inte på hans program. Men det är some of the most terrible shit ni kan tänka er. Alltså det är så grovt, det är såna sjuka saker han häver ur sig. Det är så mycket rasism, det är så mycket...
Replacement theory is the main thing. Ah. That people are trying to replace white people with for voting purposes and change the demographics of the country just so that Democrats can win. It's so ridiculous, but it was a thing that he was pushing. And if you think about that fucking march, the videos from Charlottesville that everybody probably seen, when the main chant they were saying was Jews will not replace us, that's all part of this replacement theory that he's been pushing for years, man. And he's been on multiple channels. He didn't start on Fox. He's been on multiple channels pushing this bullshit until he finally found his niche. And thankfully, Donald Trump, for him, thankfully, Donald Trump got elected and it pushed him to another stratosphere.
Mm. Nej, men han har hållit på länge. Det finns ett fantastiskt klipp från, tror jag, 2004 när Jon Stewart kommer till programmet som Tucker Carlson och en annan snubbe hade.
Paul Begala.
På CNN, Crossfire tror jag det hette, back in the day. Och Jon Stewart bara... Handicap match. Han bara går in och destroy them.
Mm-hmm.
Det är två mot en, men han plockade isär dem liksom. Och grejen som han kritiserade...
That was on CNN, by the way.
Ja, men jag sa det.
Okay, yeah.
Det han plockade isär dem för och det han kritiserade Tucker Carlson för, det är mycket samma sak. Alltså.
Mm-hmm.
Så han har varit igång länge. Men han var ju tyst ett tag, Tucker Carlson, några dagar. Men sen har han kommit tillbaka. På sin Twitter har han laddat upp ett videoklipp nu för 12 timmar sedan när vi spelade in det här.
From a sauna?
Texten är bara good evening och sen så är det ett ljudklipp och jag tänker att vi ska lyssna lite på hur det låter.
Alright, come on Tucker, let us know what's up.
Good evening, it's Tucker Carlson. One of the first things you realize when you step outside the noise for a few days,
the noise,
is how many genuinely nice people there are in this country. Kind and decent people, people who really care about what's true, and a bunch of hilarious people. Also, a lot of those. It's got to be the majority of the population, even now. So that's heartening. The other thing you notice when you take a little time off is how unbelievably stupid most of the debates you see on television are.
Oh,
they're completely irrelevant. They mean nothing. In 5 years, we won't even remember that we had them. Trust me, as someone who's participated. And yet at the same time, and this is the amazing thing, the undeniably big topics, the ones that will define our future, get virtually no discussion at all.
More.
Civil liberties, emerging science, demographic change, corporate power, natural resources. When was the last time you heard a legitimate debate about any of those issues?
Bruh.
It's been a long time. Debates like that are not permitted in American media. Both political parties and their donors have reached consensus on what benefits them, and they actively collude to shut down any conversation about it. Suddenly, the United States looks very much like a one-party state. That's a depressing realization, but it's not permanent. Our current orthodoxies won't last. They're brain dead. Nobody actually believes them. Hardly anyone's life is improved by them. This moment is too inherently ridiculous to continue, and so it won't. The people in charge know this. That's why they're hysterical and aggressive. They're afraid. They've given up persuasion, they're resorting to force. But it won't work. When honest people say what's true, calmly and without embarrassment, they become powerful. At the same time, the liars who've been trying to silence them shrink, and they become weaker. That's the iron law of the universe. True things.
The iron law of the universe.
Where can you still find Americans saying true things? There aren't many places left,
but
there are some, and that's enough. As long as you can hear the words, there is hope. See you soon.
See you soon.
Oh, man, okay, but to have one ain't crazy.
It's wild as hell. Like, how does he think we've been neuralized?
I was like,
like the last.
We saw you, man.
you're on video.
Yeah.
The last, 15 years, this dude's been doing exactly what he's railing against right now in this video. Like, you were the one doing this no debate, no actual real debate shit for a long time.
Well, listen, do I have the most popular show?
Yes, at 8:00. Most popular.
Vill du prata om natural resources och liksom emerging science, go fucking ahead.
You could have done it. You could have made the conversation about whatever you want. The show's named after you, bro. It wasn't called Fox News Tonight with Tucker Carlson. It's called Tucker Carlson.
Nej, det här var wild faktiskt. Det här var en riktigt sjuk.
This is an insult, man. I'd be insulted if I was a fan of his and he did this. Like, yeah. What? What are you talking about? This is insulting to the intelligence of
försöker pull the old switcheroo.
Men, the old banana and the tailpipe trick.
Nej, men det här var sjukt. Och, men det låter ju mycket som att det bara är en rollout för någonting som komma skall. Han säger ju det i slutet, see you soon.
Yeah.
Jag har sett att vissa har spekulerat att det kommer han try to run for president.
I've heard that too. But that is just, that would be an attack on the Republican Party.
Och den känns svår. Bara rent hur USA funkar med pengarna och liksom att samla ihop den.
I really hope he does it. I want him to run so bad.
För att berätta varför.
It would destroy the Republican Party.
Mm.
Because the people who will vote for him, at least, he's not going to get new people over. You know what I'm saying? It's just going to split the Republican Party up. And they're probably going to feel like they have to take sides. The whole thing that's happening right now with Trump, too. And he's already, and part of the thing that came out is that how dumb he thinks Trump is.
Mm.
So even some of the diehard Trumpers, they might be against him, too. It's over. It'll be havoc. You want to see a mess. You'll see a mess if he runs.
En annan grej som är ju, som kanske, jag vet inte om det är mer troligt kanske, men att han ska starta någonting eget, alltså det är ju,
what's his name, the guy who just got sued, the chubby Texan dude that's in, he's on
a news guy,
I can't forget, yeah, the guy, he had this channel, the news whatever, the conspiracy theorist dude that just got sued for all that money,
just the,
I can't remember his name, but anyway, his stuff was on the internet.
Ah.
The Infowars.
Snubben. Ja, men precis. Så det finns ju massvis av kanaler. De har ju de här Substack och de har olika...
There's a channel called Patreon. Newsmax.
Ja, men precis. Det finns massa olika grejer där man kan liksom gå och göra sin egen grej. Och det känns som att det kanske är det han kommer att göra. För att jag har lite svårt att se att han skulle landa på någon annan stor amerikansk nyhetssajt. Alltså en established. För att...
Nah.
Igen, om man ska kolla på det här med någon form av journalistiska glasögon så är han ju... Han borde vara disgraced nu. Han är liksom caught on tape med att säga att jag säger saker som jag inte tror på. 'Cause it plays.
Mm-hmm.
Och inte bara säger saker, utan liksom...
And he was saying they're idiots and I hope Trump doesn't get re-elected and shit like that.
Att han liksom actively debatterar saker som att det är hans åsikt när det inte är det.
Yeah.
Men däremot så känns det som att mer likely då att han kommer ha någon egen kanal. Och där man då skippa NBC, skippa Fox, right. Skippa Demokraterna, skippa Republikan. Just come to me liksom.
Yeah.
Jag kommer vara en av de här få rösterna som still say the truth.
He's gonna have some funding from the listeners that or viewers that feed him to say what they want to hear.
Mm.
And it's just going to be a crazy circle. At the very least, he's going to be well off for the rest of his life.
Absolutely.
Even though he might not be the most... He won't reach as many people as he used to. He won't be the most successful person on the internet. But he's going to be good financially.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Och det här, den här storyn var ju stor, framförallt i USA.
Yeah.
Men den han var, jag vet inte, folk firade, upplevde jag lite grann.
Yeah,
finally,
yeah.
Fuck this guy.
Fuck him. Och even sen, the way he's talking right here, man. You want to punch him in the face.
Alltså, det är sjukt. Och sen, men sen så gick det typ 2 timmar. Och sen så utannonserade CNN att Don Lemon, deras långvariga...
Crazy.
Vad ska man kalla honom för? Programledare.
Yeah, anchor or whatever.
Också ska få gå efter, tror jag, 17 år eller något sånt där.
Yeah, 17 years.
Det är... Det var även också väldigt förvånande.
Yeah, this, and they say they still don't have the actual reason. But he's... they said he's been accused of sexist behavior for almost the whole time he was at the network.
Jesus Christ.
He's one of... You know what? I thought when I knew he made it... When I knew he made it was when we were able to see him drunk every year at New Year's.
Mm.
That was one, like, the yearly tradition is to see what Don Lemon, drunk ass, did for New Year's. Because the last few years, pretty recent, the last few years, he's been on the New Year's show. And then you're like, damn, he's twisted.
Och det som John refererar till, som sagt, det är varje år då så har CNN sänder dem från, är det alltid från typ så här New York eller från olika platser de sänder?
New York, yeah.
When the ball drops, liksom.
Yeah, the ball drops.
Och då så har man ju sett programledarna vara drunk.
Yeah.
Och det har varit ganska kul. Dock tror jag att senast så var det inte... Det var någon story om att de inte fick dricka the news anchors. Men det har inte varit att såhär, Dan Lemon har spårat. Utan det har bara varit en såhär, lite småfull. Mm-hmm. Och det är kul att se någon sån on TV, liksom.
Yeah.
Men för övrigt, vet du hur gammal Dan Lemon är?
Ain't he like early 50s?
57 years old.
Yeah, late 50s.
He looks great. Hade du sagt till mig att han var 37?
Yeah, I'd be believing it.
Jag hade trott att han hade kunnat vara 37.
Yeah, he looks great, man, yeah.
Jag hade ingen aning om att han var nästan 60 bast.
I'm a little shocked right now and jealous because he got all that hair.
Ah, det också.
How dare you?
Nej, men som sagt, så det är lite olika uppgifter om vad det är som har lett fram till det. En av de första jag såg var att det berodde på en intervju han gjorde med en...
Nikki Haley.
Nikki Haley.
Mm-hmm. She was running for president and he talked about her being past her prime.
Nej, utan den som såg...
Oh, okay, my bad.
So, according to the New York Times, this interview that Don Lemon conducted last week with Vivek Ramaswamy...
Okay.
Played a role in his firing.
Okay. Yeah, that one was... I was with Don on this one. Did you see that?
Ska vi spela
dude was saying some wild shit.
Ska vi spela?
And Don was stepping up. Yeah, let's play it.
I find your explanation reductive and actually insulting, including to black Americans, to say that black people
today,
compared to 1964, 1865, haven't made progress in part because of the freedoms we secured. And the Second Amendment was black part people, of what secured
hang on,
that
please.
Freedom.
I cannot keep a thought if you guys are talking to me in my ear. So hang on one second. So to say that
talking
black
to production.
People, say what you said again.
Black people secured their freedoms after the Civil War. It is a historical fact, Don. Just study it. Only after
just
the Second
study.
Amendment rights were secured.
They were not secured their freedoms after the Civil War. That is not, you are discounting Reconstruction. You're discounting a whole host of things that happened
Jim Crow?
After the Civil War when it comes to African Americans, including the whole reason that the Civil Rights Movement happened is because black people did not secure their freedoms
exactly.
after the Civil War.
Yeah.
And that things turned around. People tried to change the freedoms that were supposed
and
to
and
happen.
And you know how they got
the
it? They got their Second Amendment rights, and they actually got, the NRA played still a big role in that. But today, Don,
the NRA did not
tie gun rights. The black race.
Så vi pausar lite här bara för att ni ska hänga med. Vivek Ramaswamy, han som alltså säger det här med att svarta fick sina rättigheter efter the Civil War.
Right, with Lincoln.
Med Lincoln och så vidare. Och jag menar, det är ju verkligen en sanning med modifikation för att såhär, ja, technically så skulle de få massa rättigheter, men vi vet ju vad som played out efteråt, och de fick inte alls sina rättigheter.
No.
Och jag menar, inte förrän... Jag menar, still today på många sätt, men jag menar, medborgarrättsrörelsen som Dan Lemon säger i klippet, den krävdes ju för att man skulle ens få i närheten av sina rättigheter, och det var ju långt efter the Civil War. Men Vivek Ramaswamy, vad med han? Han är en presidentkandidat.
I think he's running for president.
Han är en presidentkandidat antagligen. He is the author of Woke.Inc., som kommer ut 2021, följt av Nation of Victims, som kommer ut 2022.
Oof.
Så det säger kanske någonting om vem han är. Han utannonserade 2023, i februari hans candidacy till presidentskapet på, guess what, Tucker Carlson tonight.
Oof!
Så
it all comes together.
It all comes together. Han...
Pull yourself up by your bootstrap, niggers.
Precis, det är hans political platform. Nej, men det som hör till också är att han är född 1985, yikes. En ung kille, han är bara 37 bast. Han är född i Cincinnati, Ohio, men hans föräldrar har kommit invandrat till USA från Indien.
India, yeah.
Så.
So he can tell us.
Ja, men exakt.
He's telling a black man, like, imagine that. Just, like, that's why
I... No. You gotta study it, John.
Study it. Let me finish my my bullshit statement. You study it, and I'll still get off what I need to get off on air.
What skulle du säga?
On air. No, I was just gonna say that, imagine that, man. You being a black dude, and you gotta sit through this shit, and this dude saying some wild shit like that. What else he supposed to do?
Och det han, vi spelar mer av den här intervjun. Okay. För det Vivek sa här precis innan jag pausade var ju också att han försökte koppla svartas rättigheter till
gun rights.
Yeah. Och att NRA, alltså National Rifle Association, har spelat en stor roll i, så att säga, frigörelsen av svarta amerikaner. Liksom, ha?
Yeah.
Men låt oss höra mer.
Fuck out of here.
That's a lie. That's not. The NRA did not play a big role.
This is just historical fact.
It's not a historical fact.
The part that I find,
as you say, it's historical fact.
The part that I find insulting is when you say today black Americans don't have those rights after we have gone through civil rights revolution in this country.
You are sitting here telling an African American about the rights and what you find insulting about the way I live, the skin I live in every day.
Here's where you and I have a different point of
black and white that black people don't have in this country and that black people do have.
Well, here's where you and I have a different point of view. I think we should be able to express our views regardless of the color of our skin. We should have this debate.
When did he say
without
he
me regarding you as a black man,
that
but me regarding you as a fellow citizen.
That you're
that's
sitting
what I think
here,
we should
whatever
say.
Ethnicity you are, explaining to me what it is like to be black.
Whatever
in
ethnicity
I'm
I am, I'll tell you what I am. I'm an Indian American. I'm proud of it. But I think we should have this debate. Black, white doesn't matter.
I think we should have
the
content
him.
Of you're, the you're ideas. Do it. You should do it in an honest way and in a fair way. And what you're doing is not an honest and fair way. Okay. We appreciate you coming on.
With due respect, Don, I look forward to continuing that conversation.
Cut him the fuck off.
Och i det här så...
It was too black. He was too black in that moment. He put his blackness in front of his anchorship. Han, and the old girl ain't say shit next
nej,
to him.
Poppy. Poopy Harlow. Som sitter bredvid honom. Hon sa ingenting. Men ja, han, jag vet inte. Enligt om New York Times så spelade det här en roll. Men om det är så som du säger, John. Det här med att det också har varit allegations of workplace harassment. Eller liksom discrimination. Eller jag vet inte vad. Så är det väl det också.
Yeah. Can't that's another thing. You can't show your anger like that, man. He was too real, man.
Han var också
keeping it real went wrong.
När han sa till produktionen, I can't keep a clear thought if you guys
talking in my head. Yeah, like he took the earpiece out and shit. They're like, "Whoa, who does he think he is?"
Men det finns också
bitch.
Så här säger då Don Lemon om det som hände. Han la upp på sin Twitter en text som låter så här, citat. I was informed this morning by my agent that I have been terminated by CNN. I am stunned. After 17 years at CNN, I would have thought that someone in management would have had the decency to tell me directly.
Cowards.
At no time was I ever given any indication that I would not be able to continue to do the work I have loved at the network. It is clear that there are some larger issues at play. With that say, I want to thank my colleagues and the many teams I have worked with for an incredible run. They are the most talented journalists in the business, and I wish them all the best.
Yeah.
CNN har ett konto som heter CNN Communications. The handle är CNN PR, och det är tweets from the CNN Communications team. With the latest news announcements and a behind-the-scenes look at CNN Worldwide. Och de skriver så här. Don Lemon's statements about this morning's events is inaccurate. He was offered an opportunity to meet with management, but instead released a statement to Twitter.
Oh, Don is on some bullshit right now.
Så det är en he say, she say situation här.
Then I also have here, Don will forever be a part of the CNN family. And we thank him for his contributions over the past 17 years. And that was the CEO, Chris Licht. And he said, we wish him well and we'll be cheering him on in his future endeavors. Whew. Mm. I bet the PR team wrote that too.
Så här, han verkade vara på någon röda matta någonstans. Och ska vi kolla på vad han sa då, då Dan Lemon. För att, igen, apropå det här som jag sa förut med Tucker Carlson, många här i Sverige, man kanske inte har koll. Vem är han? Who cares? Men det är högprofilerade personer och liksom i USA, så det här, yeah, det spelar ju mycket roll. Vem är programledaren? Vem,
yeah.
Så han har varit, kan inte du sätta honom i kontext? Vem har Dan Lemon varit liksom? Vad har han spelat för roll?
He's been like the comfortable, like the brother that you, it was the Chris Cuomo counterpart.
Mm.
Like he would come on before Chris Cuomo. They would lead into each other's shows, and they would chit chat before, like on via satellite to each other, and then their next show would start. You know what I mean? So he was like that comfortable home anchor, almost like the news anchor type of dude, like I don't know, the Tom Brokaw type of guy, mm-hmm, that everybody refers to. So. And for us, as you know, you see a brother doing that, you're like, okay, there you go. And he also kept it kind of black.
Mm.
He wasn't up there like shedding his blackness. There's a very memorable clip of a right wing like Trump,
the cheesecake guy,
yeah, the dude wearing his Trump hat. Or he say, he talks about how people look at him wearing the Trump hat. And Don Lemon is the host of the show, and there's another brother there and a woman there. And the guy,
Angela Wright,
yeah, and the guy's talking about how he can't wear his Trump, his MAGA hat. Oh, you got it.
That's one of my favorite citizens things to do the same. When a young African American walks in a Cheesecake Factory with a Make America Great Again hat, he shouldn't be verbally accosted. You should maybe inquire as to why he's wearing it if you want to hear his point of view, but he should by no means feel that he's not welcome in a restaurant.
Okay,
this is the problem that we have as Americans, and we can all do better.
Mark, I know you want to respond to that. What do you want to say?
Nah, I was wondering what a dude was in the Cheesecake Factory, but I think for me, you know, most you know, that has, y'all tripping, man.
No, okay. What she said, what? Yo,
the point is,
this is on, this is on national news, right? This is the blackest thing. This is the greatness of, I don't know, it might be hard to explain, but to me, this was, if Don Lemon's not the host, that doesn't go down like that.
Nah.
That whole thing, that's four black people. One super conservative, and then two that are pretty liberal, and then Don Lemon, who's, you know, in the has to be neutral, and they have this interaction that's so black and on TV, and to me that just encapsulates how important it is to have representation in a place like Don Lemon, because somebody else wouldn't have known to pitch it to him. Like, he knew something gold, catching that smirk the dude made, and then catching that look, that look, and then Angela just. Because the show is too real, man. And then the dude who probably been bullied all his life by people like that just looks so defeated.
But, moment in black history.
A great moment. Hell yeah. And that's why it was important. And I hope that explains why Don Lemon was important. And whatever he does next, I hope. But I hope, I mean, he's not making toxic work environments too.
Ja, men det här vill man ju veta mer om, the toxic work environment. Don Lemon säger så här när han är på... röda mattan, Time 100-galan i New York. Och det här var bara igår. Vi spelade in det här på torsdag eftermiddag, så det här var i onsdags.
Oh, wow.
Vi lyssnar.
Hey Tommy, how are you?
I am great, how are you?
How do you look better than the people on the red carpet?
I mean, I don't know about that. I mean, you look pretty fly. You look pretty fly.
Okay, that's it. No, I'm
all
kidding.
Right. Wait a minute. You've been making some headlines. I'm not going to ask how you are. You seem like you're doing okay, but was it truly a surprise?
I'm not making headlines. What a surprise.
Leaving CNN. Well,
I think that my statement speaks for itself. Yeah, it was a surprise, but life goes on. You know, that's behind me, and we'll see what happens in the future, but...
Do you have a game plan for what's next? Are you going after the company? What's going on? Give me a...
I'm going to spend my summer on the beach and on the boat and with my family and just chill out, and then I'll see what happens next. But I am fortunate enough to be in a position where I can do that, where I have time. I don't have to rush to another job, even if I want another job. I do. I want to work again, but I'm lucky enough to be in a position where I don't have to worry about those things.
You seem excited for a new chapter.
I am excited for a new chapter because I think, you know... Life is short, and you have to, whatever life hands you, you have to bob and weave and do it. I didn't think I would be at work one evening, and I'd get a phone call that my sister had died, but I had to deal with that. I didn't think that, you know, my dad would die young of diabetes. I had to deal with that, you know, and so there are lots of things that come your way that are unexpected, but I'm a survivor. I come from strong, sturdy stock in Louisiana, and a lot of people who are rooting for me and who love me. And, of course, this man standing right behind you.
Get in here, Tim. So you're leaning on this guy quite a bit, I assume.
A lot.
Has he been driving you nuts?
No.
Out there, the commands,
too white now.
The white boyfriend coming in. We don't want to hear about that.
Is that his boyfriend?
The boyfriend, but the white.
Is John Lemon gay?
Yeah.
No.
He's gay.
I didn't know Don Lemon was gay.
I'm pretty sure. He walked hand in hand he's gay. With a white guy.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, Tim Malone.
That's even better, man. Mm. So they had Anderson Cooper and Don CNN out here representing, huh? And Chris Cuomo out here for the Italians?
For the Italians. For the what? For the Freddos.
For the Freddos, man. Hey, that's like the N-word for us. Right. John Mulaney has a funny joke about that. Mm. When they say, it says some word. I forget the word. But he's saying a word. He said, he said midget. But he says, you can't say midget because that's our N-word. And he's like, you know how that's wrong? Because you're saying midget. And we're calling the N-word the N-word. You're not even saying the word. That's supposed to be your N-word. Come on, bro.
Come on, bro.
And that's what I think about with that, man. Chris Cuomo. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Det där blev en uppdatering om amerikansk nyhetsmedia.
I wonder where everybody's going to land. It's like a TV show, man.
Chris Cuomo, som vi snackade om någon gång. Var det förra året, eller? Eller var det tidigare? Jo, det var förra året.
Yeah, last year.
Han landade ju han är ju på någon ny nyhetskanal. Chris Cuomo som blev riktigt disgraced. Och ni som inte hörde det avsnittet där vi pratade om
You found it more, like, as a journalist, you were more...
But as a fucking, I don't know, a professional somebody. Det han gjorde var att han
used his
hans
connection.
Brorsa, Andrew Cuomo, som var, vad var han? Governor of New York.
Yeah.
Det var liksom sexual abuse allegations, sexual harassment allegations. Och Chris Cuomo använde sina journalistiska kontakter för att, vad var han gjorde?
To like dig up dirt, right?
Det är väl inte som att, as a journalist, tycker jag att det är fel. That's just plain wrong.
I just didn't find it as wrong as you found it. That's all.
That's some fucked up shit.
I was just like, oh, all right. I thought my brother getting some shit, I'm gonna try to help him out.
Oh.
That's the way I look at it.
Jag tänker på det in a comedian, stand-up comedian world. So du ska get it.
No, I got it. I'm just saying I wasn't. You were like ready to flip the table and shit, man. It's like I can't believe this guy did this. I'm like, that's his brother.
Oh,
I don't know if your brother got.
Om det var som att din brorsa har hamnat i något trubbel, John, och det enda sättet du kan hjälpa honom på det är att steal other people's jokes. Is it okay? Is it bad or is it not bad?
If I steal the joke, does it get out of trouble?
Yeah.
All right, I'll go up there and do it.
All right.
Get him out of trouble.
All right.
It's disgraceful, though.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we agree. I'm glad we agree. Det var nog allt för den här en grej till.
Yeah, man. We had to catch up on all these stories, man. Doc, it was long, man.
Yeah. Vi hörs nästa vecka.
Yeah.
Peace.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things.
Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.